About 60 acres of the mine site would have been located within the state-designated Lower Wisconsin Riverway in the town of Bridgeport. So Pattison Sand Company had to prove no activities would be visible from the river. Don Greenwood chairs the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, which cast a 6-2 vote to keep Pattison out.
Some of us believed that this mine would be visible and that it did not meet the riverway law standards, although the mining company asserted that it would.
Greenwood says the board studied mine plans, toured the site, and even conducted computer modeling before their decision. He says permitting a mine within the riverway could have set a bad precedent.
Let's say we had a series. Let's say we had 3, 4, 5, 6 frac sand mines going on within the riverway. We pretty much have sold the riverway down the river because people would not be coming out there to have the industrial zone experience.
Edie Ehlert is a co-coordinator of the Crawford Stewardship Project, a conservation group focused on preserving the Wisconsin River. She says applause erupted when the sand mine was voted out of the riverway.
The board was very courageous to vote in favor of supporting the riverway, in favor of the intent of the law of the riverway to protect and to preserve. It was indeed a wonderful, wonderful result.
Pattison can still mine 240 acres outside the riverway zone and has permits from the town. But Ehlert's group filed a lawsuit to void those, alleging a town board member leased land to the company before the permits were given. Calls to Pattison Sand were not returned. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.